space, but I only told you about it to take your mind off, well, you know. He drew a finger quickly across his neck.
Yeah, but come on, said Martha. You said nobody knew what happened to it, not even you.
Well, no, he said. Not exactly. I mean, there are theories. It could have fallen into a black hole or crashed into a giant space squid.
Oh, come on, said Martha. You know you want to. It's a mystery.
Yeah, well. The doctor thrust a hand into the trouser pocket of his suit. Exploring a spaceship that you know is going to vanish forever probably be a bit dangerous. Dangerous and reckless. Dangerous and reckless and irresponsible.
So we're going, she said.
It'll bother me if we don't, he said, busy now with coordinates and the helmic regulator. But there are some rules, important ones. One, we can't get involved with anyone we meet. Two, we absolutely cannot change anything.
Right.
And three, his eyes sparkled. Oh, what's the use, he said, and plunged the lever to send them hurtling back in time.
Honestly, it'll be fine, began Martha.
The huge explosion cut her short. She was thrown off her feet and hurled across the TARDIS console to crash hard into the metal mesh floor.
Typical, she thought, as everything faded to black.
Martha's jeans and jacket dug into her skin. She felt hot and heady, and the floor was trembling beneath her. Sore and a little bit fragile, she dared to look around. Dark, industrial, noisy, not the TARDIS. She closed her eyes again. When she next awoke, she found the doctor crouched beside her, grinning encouragingly. Her head throbbed and her limbs felt shaky, so she checked herself over for concussion. And then she realised it was not a headache she could feel, but the deep baseline of vast machinery thrumming all around her. They were in a narrow alleyway between two huge machines working flat out.
We hit the engine rooms then, Martha said.
The doctor grinned at her. Very good, he said. Yeah, smacked right into it. Sorry. Think they must have some sort of unmentored warp core and the TARDIS went a bit rabbit in the headlights.
Right, said Martha.
Just along the alleyway stood the TARDIS. She could still taste the acrid smoke that had billowed from the console and realised the doctor must have carried her out. The engines around her filled her head with noise and her skin felt itchy with grime. The alley emerged into a wide open area. The far wall was covered with a bank of complex controls. The doctor hurried over to inspect it. You know what this is? Martha scrutinised the levers, dials and switches.
Course, she said, lying through her teeth.
She leant in close beside him to inspect the same dials and readings. The display showed complex swirls and flourishes instead of numbers she could read. I think the TARDIS must have crashed quite hard, she said. It doesn't translate this for me. The doctor looked at her.
Nah, he said.
They're not numbers as you understand them. They're expressions of a temporal mismatch. Grobe-Dechek scale, I think.
And it explains why the ship was never found, does it?
The doctor gazed at her with utter bewilderment. Then his face lit up.
Of course, he said.
Oh, you are brilliant, Martha Jones, brilliant! He turned back to the controls and began to inspect the dials and readings with newfound glee. What we've got here is really very clever. What they've done is to push against the surface on the outside of the vortex. It's tough stuff, so it resists, and you sort of bounce back off it. And if you can get the angle right, you skip along it. Bump, bump, bump.
So how does this explain how the Brilliant disappeared? Martha asked.
Well, said the doctor, while all the passengers are upstairs sipping cocktails, the ship is lurching along the surface of the space-time continuum, like a stone skimming across a lake. Every time it presses itself into that surface, and just before it bounces back out, well, it technically skips out of space and time. That's what makes it move so quickly. It misses out most of the actual distance. To anyone looking at it, in just four or five dimensions, it's like it blinks out of existence. So it didn't